You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling author once again, Randy Gage, who has written 9 books on business and success. He'll be sharing his thoughts on what kind of mindset successful entrepreneurs need to have. Randy, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Great to be back on with you.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us, how do you see the landscape for entrepreneurs right now?
We are living in the greatest time of human history to be an entrepreneur. There has never been a better time to go from dead broke to multimillionaire or multi-billionaire even. With the speed at which technology is developing, what the internet does for us, what social media does for us, what apps do for us, there are so many developments that allow entrepreneurs to jump in the game and disrupt entire business models, entire industries that was never available 10 years even ago, let alone 30 years or 50 years ago. So the landscape right now, really promising, because if you have creativity, if you have passion, if you're willing to work, wow, it's just never been a better time to be an entrepreneur.
And I couldn't agree more with you there. So tell us, why are entrepreneurs so misunderstood by most people?
Because entrepreneurs are artists. And artists are very lonely, misunderstood people. I mean, think of Puccini as he's trying to write the aria for his next heroine to sing in his next opera, or Hemingway hunched over his typewriter writing one of his fabulous novels. And then think of being an entrepreneur where you've got to make the payroll on Friday. It can be the loneliest spot in the world. And depending on how you're raised, some of you guys listening are really blessed and your mother was an entrepreneur and your father's an entrepreneur and it's in your blood. But I think for most people, that's not true. We're probably raised by parents and families that have employee mindset, because so many people do. And they don't understand you because you're so different, because you're so weird, because they think security is having a boss who's going to give them a paycheck every Friday or the 1st and 15th of every month or whatever the pay schedule is. Whereas an entrepreneur thinks that's the riskiest thing in the world. That's the craziest thing in the world. How could you call that security? The only security is what I make myself, the business that I build, the venture that I create. And so that's a real different mindset, and it's a minority mindset. It's not that one is bad and the other is good, or one is better than the other. It is what it is. There are people, I think of many people in my family, they don't have that entrepreneurial gene, and they don't desire to have it. I don't think they'll ever get it. It's just not who they are, and that's okay. We need both type of genes in the world, the entrepreneurs and the employees. And there's always going to be some misunderstanding, right? I look at the people with the employee gene, and I don't get them at all. I think they're crazy. They look at me. They don't get me at all. They think I'm crazy. and that's okay. We're a weird animal, and weird animals are always misunderstood.
Well, well said. So, Randy, what do you think the biggest challenges entrepreneurs face?
Today, what are the evergreen challenges for entrepreneurs, right? It's how to find good people, how to hire the right people, all the HR issues with that, how to raise capital is always a big thing, and marketing is always a big thing. those are the timeless evergreen ones that have been that way for 100 years, probably be that way for the next 100 years. There's ways to solve all of them, but, I mean, those are the ones I'm going to hear a lot. But the new ones, the ones that we don't hear so much now, we hear now that we didn't hear so much in the past, is keeping up with the marketplace in light of all the changes, in light of the extraordinary speed with which the world is changing, with stuff like social media and mobile apps and Apple Pay and Google Pay and cryptocurrencies and cloning and biogenetic engineering and all of the disruptive models like Amazon or Zappos or Uber or things like that, that people are trying to keep up by being nimble, and that doesn't work anymore. There was a time, and everybody's still doing it, and you still have all these keynote speakers and business book authors who are out there telling people to, you just got to be nimble, you got to react to the market quickly, and you got to be, if you're a big company, you got to be nimble like little companies do, and it's a mindset. Well, no, that doesn't work anymore, because the speed at which we're changing is so exponentially fast that being nimble is no longer enough. The biggest challenge that entrepreneurs face right now, in my viewpoint, is they need to get in front of trends. They need to look around the corner, get an idea what's going to happen in the future, what the emerging trends are going to be, and get out in front of those trends.
And you're certainly hitting on all cylinders this afternoon. Today we are joined by New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling author Randy Gage, who has written 9 books on business and success, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Randy, how do entrepreneurs overcome those challenges that you mentioned?
Well, if you look at the big one where we're talking about getting in front of trends, that was the topic of my last book, which was really hit all the bestseller lists, because it just struck a nerve that so many entrepreneurs face, so many companies of every size face, which and that book was Risky as the New Safe. And what I'm talking about in that book that I think is relevant to the question you just asked, and I would suggest that all entrepreneurs need to look at, is we look at the trend. We want to look around the corner. We want to predict the future. And people say, well, how do you do that? And what if you're wrong? And those are the two things that hold people back from that. They say, I don't know how to predict the future. And if I do predict the future, there's a very good chance that I'm going to be wrong. So that's too risky. So I don't want to take that risk. So I'm going to lay back and hope things change and hope I can react quickly enough when challenges arise. I'm going to suggest throw that mindset out. You got to have a whole different approach to things. First of all, let's deal with the second one first, which is the possibility that you could be wrong, that you're going to predict something, it isn't going to happen the way you predicted, that you're going to try some venture, the venture isn't going to work out. You're going to launch a new product and the product is going to fail. You're going to open a new division and the new division isn't going to work out. You're going to start a spin-off franchise and the spin-off won't work. You have to understand that's supposed to happen. You're supposed to make mistakes. You're supposed to fail. There's no entrepreneur who figures out everything, predicts everything right, gets everything right, and never has a mistake. If they do, I promise you they are mired in mediocrity, because the entrepreneur who doesn't make mistakes doesn't make anything. Great entrepreneurs make mistakes. That's part of the process, and they test and track and modify. They learn from that, and they know that every failure, every challenge, every obstacle, these are stepping stones. They help us read the market better, modify products, develop new skill sets, build character. They help us become the person, become the companies that we're meant to be. As far as accurately predicting the future, it's actually a lot easier than people think. And if they read the Risky book, they'll see there's a big thing about trends. You look at, is it a hard trend or a soft trend? is it a linear trend or a cyclical trend? And once you understand the nature of the type of trends, you really can foresee the future with an extraordinary degree of accuracy. At least you can foresee what are some of the challenges people are going to face. And then you're looking at what are the challenges that people in your space, in your market, are going to face. Because the only real way we create wealth is we solve problems and we add value. And if you can solve problems and add value, then it's like shooting fish in a barrel. So any great entrepreneur, what do? We add value, we solve problems, or a combination of those two things. So once we look into the future, once we understand what some of the problems are going to be, then we look at, okay, how can I help people solve those problems? How can I add value to the process of solving those problems? And anytime you can do that, you're preparing yourself for success.
I understand your next book is titled Mad Genius, and it's a manifesto of sorts for entrepreneurs. Can you get into that just a little?
Yeah, that won't be out until January 2016. But I did see, actually, somebody sent me a note on Facebook, and they had already pre-ordered it on Amazon, so I guess the publisher got it up there. But I'm real excited. That's going to be my 10th book. It was my most challenging one to write, and I also think it's the best work I've ever done in my life. As you say, it is a manifesto for entrepreneurs. It's about how to think like an entrepreneur. And obviously, a lot of people who are going to buy it, who are going to read it, going to study it, are going to be employees, not entrepreneurs. And I love that fact, because what that book is written for is for entrepreneurs and for employees who want to think like entrepreneurs. Right? We all know examples of really well-run businesses where it's Ace Hardware or In-N-Out Burger or Zappos or Nordstrom. There's some really extraordinary companies that empower their employees in a way that the employees act like they own the place. They act like they have stock in the place. They go out of their way to fix any problem, to do whatever it takes to make a situation right so that they don't lose a customer. And so they attract more and more customers. And that's what that book's about, how to think like an entrepreneur, how to use creative thinking, lateral thinking, logical thinking, all those kind of different types of thinking together in different degrees to ultimately add value and solve problems. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's my best work yet, like I say, and it's really going to galvanize people and help them. It's going to inspire them to tap into their own creative genius, because I believe everybody has genius in some capacity in different ways, and we all reflect it in different ways, but everybody possesses it. So that book is going to be about how to get people to unleash that genius.
Well, that certainly sounds like a must-read, and certainly looking forward to that coming out early next year. Lastly, what is the most important tip you can give entrepreneurs on the way out?
Believe in yourself. Be willing to fail. Be willing to get to that failure quickly, because it's the failures that are going to ultimately take you to the victories. Don't try to fit in. Don't think everybody's going to accept you, and stop that artificial construct of trying to fit in, because it's a matrix out there. You know, people I always joke, people see the movie The Matrix and they think it's sci-fi, and I always joke, well, that's a documentary, because the truth is the system is set up to make people worker drones in the collective, and what entrepreneurs do is we bust out of the matrix. And we refuse to live by those rules, which are so constraining and hold so many people back. So go out, look for problems, and ask yourself, how can I add value to that equation? How can I help solve those problems? Because either way, that's going to take you to success.
Randy, always good to have you. Where's the best place for folks to find you online, and how can they also find your books as well?
Yeah, books are, all of them are on Amazon, or, and they're in 25 languages, so, but I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you're speaking English pretty well, so Amazon.com is going to have them all there. And I'm at RandyGage.com, and I'm on Twitter, Randy_Gage. I got a fan page on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel. I'm really all over social media, so just Google me, search me. But I'm out there, and I'm real active on all those channels, and I love connecting with my tribe and having discourse with people.
As always, Randy, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for spending a moment with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Randy Gage, who has written 9 books on business and success. And once again, the website of reference and the website that does it all, it's RandyGage.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.